23 hours.
Deposit your drone dalama. You cannot remove a member. How many members is your chidimba? No, I need your physical meeting. You chat about some members. Relax, banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving as a group, Papa just got better. Saving in a job, Papa just got better. Now FND group savings account. FND group savings account.
FNB's Group Savings Account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio. Chibombo crusher death toll rises to 9. Government aged to place WDCs on payroll. In African news, a body found and two still missing following heavy floods in South Africa's KwaZulu-Natal. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. The death toll from the Chibombo Road traffic accident has risen to 9 following the death of a male passenger who has been receiving treatment at Liteta Hospital. The victim has been identified as a 23-year-old Ronald Sakala of Zambia Compound in Mukunchi, Kabwe. He succumbed to his injuries around 16:30 hours yesterday. This follows the fatal crash that occurred around 03 hours yesterday opposite the China Jianxing Economic Zone along the Great North Road in Chibombo District, where 8 people died on the spot. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi has confirmed to Kumbon Radio News that the accident involved a Nissan Caravan minibus registration number AJG1180ZM traveling towards Lusaka with 6 passengers, 5 unidentified females and 1 unidentified male, and a Hino Ranger registration ABT5224 traveling in the opposite direction with one male passenger. Preliminary investigations indicate that the driver of the Nissan Caravan attempted an improper overtaking maneuver, leading to a head-on collision with a Hino Ranger.
Preliminary investigations suggest that the accident happened when the driver of the Nissan Caravan attempted an improper overtaking maneuver, resulting in a head-on collision with the Hino Ranger. The impact claimed the lives of all six passengers and the driver of the Nissan Caravan on the spot. The driver of the Hino Ranger also died on the spot, while the male passenger from the Hino Ranger sustained serious injuries and was rushed to Liteta Hospital for treatment.
Further to the slain, a newly passed out commando, Chimunya Siamaluba of Kapirimponshi, has appealed to the Zambia Army to assist the bereaved family with transportation to ferry the remains of the deceased to Monze for burial. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, Mr. Hinyanga Simaluba is hopeful that their plea will be attended to, while calling on the law enforcement agency to thoroughly investigate the matter to ensure the culprits are brought to book following the alleged murder of his son. The deceased died at the age of 23 in Riverside area, where his lifeless body was discovered a few days ago in what is suspected to be a murder case.
When you have with the guys as a family, we shall come back to you upstairs. And for sure, we did like that in the police. So what the police that is the end of that, this is happening. Then it's the army. Whatever army, Varumba Bori Kusia would be made in the Matita assisting means of transport. It's surely bad because this is then season. And the family members, number, the women, in a small vehicle, the small one. They look at me as a mure mure. They cannot go back without you. Escorting the boy. I took a boy to sort from Babo to Motor Mopati, if say bad, Motor on Babuva. And I do. If Bankara in a Mana Musanga, Baron Bogamba with the Romba Mana Musanga, Manango, Muguango, a boy, a daddy who know what I did about.
And Kapirimponshi Town Council Chairperson Brilliant Munyake, who attended the funeral, has challenged the police to intensify foot and motorized patrols to ensure the safety of residents in the district. Mr. Munyake expressed regret over the suspected murder of Simaluba and urged the council police and state police to work together to curb the surge in criminal attacks in compounds which is resulting in the loss of productive citizens.
We are very saddened with the death that has happened in the district. Just our appeal is that I think our officers, that is the law enforcers, they need to improve the issue of security in the district, because what we have discovered is that people are moving at night anyhow. That's the reason why maybe we are also facing this thing that is happening, issue of the death and issue of stealing, issue of people drinking beer the whole night. They can't even close their bars. I think it's high time that the law enforcers can look into it.
Katsuba Ward Councillor Chitambira Sivanda has expressed a disappointment over the ongoing construction of the Ndola Dual Carriageway, saying poor planning is causing traffic congestion in the area. Mr. Sivanda noted that the alternative route designated for motorists has not been graded, leading to vehicles, particularly small cars, getting stuck. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, Mr. Sivanda appealed to the contractors to urgently grade the road to ease the challenges are faced by motorists.
I say one, because it's only the one that is going off 9 miles. I mean, the Manson Road through to Mungule Road and back to 10 miles. And when you look at it again, it's not a proper division, because again, even after branching off from Manson,